Good morning. It's March 18th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a recent rally in Ohio, former President Donald Trump's speech has ignited a firestorm of controversy, setting the stage for what appears to be an intensifying political drama as the election looms. At the heart of this controversy is Trump's campaign support for Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno, a move that has far-reaching implications beyond the immediate political landscape. Trump's remarks during the rally were characterized by stark warnings of a bloodbath should he lose the upcoming election to Democrat Joe Biden, accompanied by unfounded claims regarding the election process. These statements have raised alarms about the potential threat to the democratic fabric of the United States. Furthermore, Trump accused Biden of endangering Social Security and voiced dictatorial ambitions, including a troubling suggestion that Russia should target NATO countries. The decision to endorse Moreno over Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who had actively sought Trump's support, has added another layer of intrigue to the political dynamics at play. The rally also spotlighted figures such as Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, both of whom are seen as potential vice presidential contenders, hinting at the strategic alliances forming within the Republican Party. This episode unfolds against the backdrop of the contentious 2020 election results and the January 6th Capitol riot, underscoring the deep-seated political tensions and divisions that continue to shape the American political landscape. The implications of Trump's actions and rhetoric at the rally are profound, signaling a tumultuous path ahead as the nation moves closer to the election. In a turn of events that underscores the importance of personal conduct for sports professionals, Michigan Wolverines defensive line coach Greg Scruggs finds himself in hot water. Just 10 days into his new role, Scruggs was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated in Ann Arbor, leading to his indefinite suspension from the team. Scruggs, 33, was arrested at 3 a.m. on Saturday, marking a troubling repetition of past mistakes. His history includes a dismissal from the University of Louisville football team in 2011 due to a similar incident. Despite these setbacks, Scruggs carved out a career in coaching after his time as an NFL player, joining the Michigan Wolverines with hopes of a fresh start. Head coach Sharon Moore didn't mince words, expressing disappointment in Scruggs' actions and emphasizing the team's commitment to accountability. The Michigan football program is now conducting a thorough investigation into the arrest and its implications. This incident not only raises questions about Scruggs' future with the team, but also poses a challenge for the Wolverines as they gear up for spring practice on Monday, aiming to prepare for the upcoming season. As the details of Scruggs' arrest are reviewed by the football program and athletic department, the community awaits to see the outcome of this unfortunate situation. The repercussions of an OWI offense are severe, potentially including jail time, fines, and community service, which could further impact Scruggs' career and the team's preparations. In a startling discovery, a United Airlines Boeing 737-800 touched down with a crucial piece missing. On March 15, 2024, passengers aboard may have been unaware that their aircraft had arrived at Rogue Valley International Medford Airport in southern Oregon, sans an external panel. This unexpected turn of events led to a temporary halt in airport operations as officials scoured the runway for possible debris, thankfully concluding with no injuries or additional damage reported. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has since swung into action, launching an investigation into the incident. This development adds another layer to the ongoing scrutiny Boeing faces over its safety and quality standards. Recent times have seen the aerospace giant grappling with various safety concerns, including incidents where parts detached from aircraft and a 787 Dreamliner jet experienced a sudden dive. These episodes have cast a shadow over Boeing's manufacturing processes, prompting a closer look at their practices. Despite these challenges, the narrative around the safety of air travel remains positive. Authorities and industry insiders continue to assure the public that flying remains one of the safest modes of transportation. This incident at Rogue Valley International Medford Airport, while concerning, is met with a robust response aimed at maintaining the high safety standards travelers expect. As the FAA delves into the specifics of this case, the overarching commitment to safety in the skies stands unwavering. A chilling wave of violence unfolded on Saturday, March 16, 2024, when 26-year-old Andre Gordon Jr. unleashed terror across state lines, starting with the murder of three family members in Pennsylvania before being apprehended in New Jersey. This harrowing incident has not only gripped communities in fear, but also led to significant disruptions, including the cancellation of the Bucks County St. Patrick's Day Parade. Andre Gordon Jr.'s rampage began with the fatal shootings of his stepmother, sister, and the mother of his two children in Falls Township, Pennsylvania. In a desperate bid to evade capture, Gordon fled to New Jersey, where his spree of violence continued. He carjacked a Nissan Altima in Trenton, marking the beginning of a series of crimes that would eventually lead to his capture. The consequences of Gordon's actions were immediate and widespread. Local authorities, in response to the threat he posed, issued a shelter-in-place order and canceled significant community events, including a town parade. The fear and uncertainty that gripped the area underscored the gravity of the situation. Gordon's arrest in Trenton, New Jersey, followed a tense standoff with police. He faces a slew of charges in both states, including carjacking and the unlawful possession of a firearm. Notably, he was found with an unregistered semi-automatic ghost gun rifle, adding to the severity of his crimes. Now detained at the Mercer County Correction Center, Gordon awaits extradition to Pennsylvania, where he will face 32 charges, among them multiple counts of first-degree murder. This profound tragedy has left communities in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey reeling as they come to terms with the senseless violence and its aftermath. Law enforcement officials have described the events as a profound tragedy, a sentiment echoed by a shaken public as they mourn the loss and grapple with the fear instilled by such acts of violence. In a striking display of financial muscle, President Joe Biden's re-election campaign, alongside the Democratic Party, has set a new benchmark in political fundraising, amassing a war chest that overshadows that of his main rival, Donald Trump. This financial prowess underscores the high stakes and intense competition of the upcoming 2024 election. In February 2024 alone, Biden's campaign and the Democratic Party raised a staggering $53 million, propelling their total cash on hand to an unprecedented $155 million. This figure not only highlights the campaign's robust fundraising efforts, but also sets a new record for election readiness, significantly outpacing the financial resources available to Donald Trump's campaign. The fundraising success of Biden's campaign is attributed to the enthusiastic backing from a broad base of supporters. With contributions from 1.5 million donors, including 500,000 new small donors, the campaign's grassroots fundraising efforts are evidently resonating with the electorate. A notable event in New York further exemplified this support, raising $4 million in a single fundraiser. On the other side, Donald Trump's campaign, as of January, reported having $36.6 million in cash on hand, with no updated figures for February. The financial challenges for Trump's campaign are compounded by the burden of significant legal fees stemming from various ongoing court cases. This financial landscape sets a dramatic backdrop for the 2024 election, with Biden's campaign demonstrating formidable strength in both fundraising and grassroots support. The contrast in financial health between the two campaigns could play a pivotal role in shaping the strategies and narratives leading up to the election. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.